If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone. Welcome into another Celeb Bet Friday here on Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going?
It's going well. I got a weekend in Florida coming up and a lot of winners, Patty. I'm doing good.
Love to hear it. And with us again is Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, welcome.
How's it going, boys? I'm juiced.
I know. This is the moment you've been waiting for all week, but we will get there shortly. We do have our own website now. If you go to sportsbettingbydummies.com, you can check out our latest podcast episode along with our tweets. And, of course, buy some awesome merch. So, please check that out. And coming in from the clouds, we actually have Sunshine joining us. Sunshine, how's it going?
What's going on? Sorry, I'm a little late, but I'm here.
No worries. Better late than never is what I always say. So the topic for today is pretty obvious. We're talking Kentucky Derby. We're talking ponies here. And first off, I just want to give a little bit of a disclaimer. So at least in Indiana, you can't bet on the Kentucky Derby through FanDuel or DraftKings.
Poor shit.
big TVG guy. Big TVG guy right here.
I was going to say, you have to use a different sportsbook like BetAmerica or TVG like Diz just mentioned. In most states, I assume horse gambling is legal, but if it's not, sorry about you. But I know in Indiana, at least, you can't use the typical sportsbook. You have to use a few of the other ones. Mike, do you want to lead us off with your picks?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I just want to say that I finally understand horse racing. I never understood it. You know, it takes like 2 minutes and people get so excited over it. Well, the reason why it's cool is because we get to make money off those majestic beasts. And I'm finally understand horse racing. I'm so excited. And so I will jump into my picks here. I don't have all the information right in front of me, but I did pick two horses. I picked the first one just based off the name. I got Midnight Bourbon at 20-1. Love the name. I'm ready to make some money off this guy. And then I took another one, Hot Rod Charlie. He was at 8-1. I will be watching the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. I will be screaming at the TV, and I will be hoping that one of these horses makes me a lot of money.
Absolutely. Right on. You love to see it.
Mike is exactly right about the betting part of it. It's horse racing is one of those things that is so dumb, but if you have money on it, it becomes the most electric 3 minutes of the day. So excited about it, and he took one of my best bets with Midnight Bourbon for the exact same reason. So I guess we'll get there, but you kind of got a spoiler alert for me.
And so for my pick, I actually have two of them, right? I have my favorite, or the one I think will win, and I'm going with Rock Your World. Rock Your World, 5-1 odds, undefeated in 3 career starts. Last win was on a dirt track, which is what many people were concerned about. So going Rock Your World for my favorite to win the Kentucky Derby. And then I do have a long shot. My long shot at like 50-1 odds or something is named Like the King. I just like that name quite a bit. So sprinkle a little bit on Like the King. I think that's all we have for the Kentucky Derby, unless anyone else has anything they want to add.
I'm gonna dive into something during my best bets.
Okay, not a problem. So, there's our little tidbit on the Kentucky Derby with some coming a little bit later from Diz on his best bets. So it's Friday. You know what that means? We got Celeb Bet Fridays. Our first celeb bet comes from Javier, our La Liga reporter in soccer in the Spanish league. He has another two-leg parlay for us. The first part of the parlay is Atletico Madrid money line They are playing the third worst team in the league. So obviously they're pretty heavy favorites, but he just thinks the better team is Atletico Madrid there. And then he also parlays that with Real Madrid money line. They're playing the 11th ranked team, and Real hasn't lost in their last five games. So that parlay would pay out at minus 112. So there's a parlay from Javier, the Godfather, or what is soon to be referred to as the Podfather. He likes the Pirates money line versus the Cardinals. And then
why?
Let's get him on the line. I might know
where he's
Godfather
for reasons. All right. He gives me the pick.
Hey, why do you like Pirates money line over the Cardinals?
Just being a dick.
He said he wanted to hate on the Cardinals.
Hey, that's one way to do it. You know, there's no perfect system or perfect way to do it, and if he wants to hate on the Cardinals, hey, maybe that's the way to do it. So he likes the MLB, the Pirates money line versus the St. Louis Cardinals. And then we got another footy parlay from our boy Miles. Miles decided he needed to take a week off from the podcast, and hey, I respect it, you know. But he's got a lot of picks for us, so strap in for this. So he calls this the Premier League special. So the first game he likes in the Premier League soccer, he likes Leicester to draw with Southampton at plus 185. He wants to do a two-team parlay here. So he likes Tottenham over Sheffield United and West Ham over Burnley at plus 192 for that parlay. And then he has a couple value picks also in the Premier League. So these are good odds for heavily rotated favorites between Champions League games. So he likes Fulham over Chelsea at plus 700 and Crystal Palace over Manchester City at plus 950. So a lot of celeb bets for the footy picks today, but I love it. So now we are going to review the best bets from Wednesday. I went 2-1. The Grizzlies lost. They have cooled off for me a little bit. I might need to start betting on someone else, but we'll see what happens. Diz, how did your best bets do on Wednesday?
I have no idea, Patty. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. Sunshine missed his. He is now 0-2 when live betting the Reds money line, unfortunately. But the Reds haven't started tonight, so you got to think he might be due for a winner there.
You're damn right about that.
And then Dirty Mike, did you have a best bet on Wednesday?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, we'll move on then. So let's go to the best bets for tonight. I'm going three NBA ones like always. You know, it's my bread and butter. I like the Bucks -1 versus the Bulls. This is more so about the Bulls being bad than the Bucks being good. Bulls are 4-8 against the spread their last 12, and the Bucks are 8-3 against the spread their last 11 against the Bulls. The only reason this spread is so low is because Giannis is questionable, and I think he's probably not going to play. But I think even if he doesn't play, I think the Bucks dog walk the Bulls. Give me the Bucks -1.
Didn't the Bucks just lose to the Bulls last night, and you like lost a horrible parlay because of that?
No, the Bucks lost to the Rockets.
Oh, even worse.
I was gonna say that might be worse.
Giannis went out in the first minute of the game, but
he's not gonna play tonight either.
Okay, but also a player on the Rockets scored 50 points. You're not gonna see a 50-point scorer on the Bulls tonight, especially with Zach LaVine, their best player, being out. No worries whatsoever for me. Bucks -1 all day. Next best bet, we're still in the NBA. We got Wizards -7 versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Wizards are 8-2 against the spread their last 10, 9-1 straight up in their last 10, and the Cavs are 1-7 against the spread in their last 8. Easy money here. Going back to my bread and butter, give me the Wizards -7.
I don't like how high that number is, but I respect your stones.
If you don't like how high that number is, just wait till this last best bet that I got for you here, Diz. We're going, still in the NBA, we're going Grizzlies -12.5 versus the Orlando Magic. I know I just said I'm going away from the Grizzlies, but the Magic are a god-awful team. Grizzlies 13-5 against the spread their last 18, 10-3 against the spread their last 13 home games. Magic 1-5-1 against the spread their last 7. Give me the Grizzlies minus 12.5.
Pat, you are the Colossus of Cap because you just said you were going away from the Grizzlies and you're taking them at 12 points. That's absurd.
I gave them the old whoop-de-doo, you know, the smoke screen. They weren't ready for it. All right. Diz, what do you got best bets? I know you said you had some ponies.
I do have some ponies. Those will be my last ones. My first one, I got a NHL parlay, the Colorado Avalanche to beat the San Jose Sharks. Colorado. I have that parlay made. And over Arizona, two heavy favorites, but the value with them together is minus 121. So I took that. Vegas is red hot. They're 5-0 straight up. They've won their last 5 on the road. They are very hot. So I'm taking that as my first best bet at minus 121. My second best bet, I have another Martingale. I found a odds boost on FanDuel. Shane Bieber to throw 10 or more strikeouts tonight went from minus 106 to plus 130. So it is my second Martingale, so there'll be $10 wager on that because I lost my first one. And then my last two are Kentucky Derby. We have Hot Rod Charlie at 8-1. I've heard
yes
value pick because he won the Louisiana Derby. And it's a pretty cool name as well. And then my last one, Mike stole it from me. Let's think alike. Midnight Bourbon at 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there. Midnight Bourbon. That just sounds like Saturday.
I've been a Midnight Bourbon fan my whole life. So those are my best bets.
Is Midnight Bourbon... Yeah. Have you been a fan all of your life or all of Midnight Bourbon's life?
Oh, Midnight Bourbon's 3. So
It was kind of a joke.
No, I know. I was trying to further it, but I didn't. Yeah. So it is what it is. Sunshine, bless us with your best bet of the night.
Yep, pretty simple. Reds money line. Reds no run second inning. Wham bam, thank you ma'am. Have a nice weekend. I was really wanting to bet on the horse named King Fury. But I think he just got, I think he's scratched from the race.
Yeah. I think he's withdrawn. I didn't see that name on there.
Yeah. So if I had to bet now, I would bet on Medina Spirit. Pretty decent odds, and I just like that name.
Love it. In horse racing, there's nothing better than just betting on a good name.
Yeah. Soup and sandwich sounded really tasty, but I just wasn't in the mood.
Love it. All right, Dirty Mike, what do you got?
I don't have anything special. I didn't realize I was supposed to do Kentucky Derby and something else. I'm all in on the Derby. So just my two horse picks is my best bets of the night. I cannot wait. And Monday I will be telling you guys all about it.
Love it. It's good enough for me. All right, baby. You know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. The Hail Mary parlay of the day. Today's Hail Mary Parlay of the Day, $1 to win $598.61. So, first leg, easy, straightforward. We'll start off with an NBA game. My favorite one, Wizards minus 7 versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then the rest of these are MLB NRSIs. And we're going Mets versus Phillies, Marlins versus Nationals, Cubs versus Reds, Braves versus Blue Jays, Red Sox versus Rangers, Royals versus Twins, Rockies versus Diamondbacks, Orioles versus Athletics, and Angels versus Mariners. All right. Anyone have anything they need to get off their chest before we wrap up for the week?
Pat, you got to talk about your parlay that didn't hit last night.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I thought about this. So last night I did a parlay with 8 NRSIs, and if it was going to hit, it was going to be $1 to win 150. And the first seven hit. We're going into the final one. Top of the second. And the first batter gets a base hit. The next batter gets a walk. So we have first and second with nobody out. And then they hit a double. And so just like that, wham, bam, done for. So
it was pretty rough. I was with you and I was pulling for you and you're down bad.
But I will just say that shows the power of this NRSI and how easy money it is. Seven of the eight hit, and that's still phenomenal in any kind of gambling or anything like that. Don't sleep on the NRSI. Well, thank you everyone for listening. As always, make sure you check out the website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. And we will see you all on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody.